From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. A federal jury has begun deliberating over whether admitted al-Qaeda conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui should be sentenced to death. Defense attorneys and prosecutors made their final arguments this morning. Joining us now to discuss what they said is NPR's Larry Abramson, who's outside the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia. Larry, the prosecution is asking the jury to vote for death. How did they make the argument?
Robert, they made a very punchy, almost angry closing argument. Prosecutor David Novak said, if not in this case, then when is the death penalty appropriate? How many people would have to die? He reminded the jury of Moussaoui's own lack of remorse when Moussaoui insisted on testifying. And at this point, Moussaoui smiled broadly at the gallery and again sort of rejoiced in the suffering of the people who had testified before the court. And the prosecutor then showed a picture of one of the youngest victims, a little girl on her way to Disneyland, and asked, how could anybody rejoice in the murder of that little girl? And regarding Moussaoui's alleged wish for martyrdom, he said that actually he wants to live. He said that Moussaoui wants to live. His mission is murder, not his own death. He told the jury he'll be a danger for the rest of his life, and he'll attack guards in prison, so you should sentence him to death.
That was the prosecution's argument summed up. What about the defense? Right. What did they argue in trying to save Moussaoui's life?
Well, their response was a little bit more intellectual. They said that we do not here have the Hermann Göring of al-Qaeda. We really just have what he called a caricature of an al-Qaeda operative, the only one who got caught. And he asked the jury to have the courage not to kill him. He says it's very easy to hate this man and that Moussaoui is sort of baiting the jury into hating him because, according to Gerald Zirkin, the defense attorney, Moussaoui wants to die as a jihadist martyr. They said the jury can deprive him of that chance by letting him rot in prison. And then he reminded the jury of how deluded Moussaoui is, that Moussaoui actually thinks that President Bush is going to release him before the end of his term. And once again, Moussaoui nodded his head in assent. And he said that Moussaoui is so deluded that he went to the government in his quest to testify, and that testimony, Zirkin said, did more damage than anything the attorneys could have said. He ended by reading from a children's book, Robert, which is pretty unusual, about the 9/11 attacks, about St. Paul's Chapel, which survived the attacks, even though it's only a few yards from the World Trade Center. And he said the optimism of that book is the legacy that we should leave to our children, not the death of Zacharias Moussaoui.
And that first reference, he's not the Hermann Göring of al-Qaeda, is a reference, of course, to a leading, Hermann Göring, leading figure of the Nazi regime, who really organized the German military. Well, what happens next now that the jury has heard from both sides?
Well, they have a very complicated set of instructions which the judge went over with them and a form to fill out. So this is not an easy thing to do, even if you think it's easy to conclude that Moussaoui should or should not be put to death. For each of the three capital counts, the jury has to weigh whether the government has met its burden of proof, and they have a wide degree of latitude. Any mitigating factor can be considered by any individual jury member as a reason to vote for life in prison. So even though Moussaoui's testimony seemed to have done a lot of damage to his case, the rules are such that the prosecution still has a very high bar to reach.
It's NPR's Larry Abramson at the Moussaoui trial in Alexandria, Virginia. Thank you very much, Larry.
You're welcome, Robert.